Eric Fanning, the Undersecretary of the Air Force, who's currently serving as its acting top civilian, says both he and the service's chief of staff, General Mark Welsh, believe that even if the Air Force were funded up to the level it requested, it would still be spending too much money on people and planes, and not enough making sure the force was trained and ready. But sequestration, he says, only adds to that problem. Assuming the service has to meet the funding caps of the Budget Control Act for the next several years, he says the Air Force would have to reduce in size by 25,000 airmen and 550 aircraft.
The Air Force is too big for the budget going forward if it stays sequestered level, and that means we're going to have to pull things out of it just to right-size it and then pull more things out of it to protect what we need for future investments.
Fanning speaking at a day-long summit organized by the online publication Defense One. He says the Air Force is already building politically painful reductions into the two alternative budget plans it's building for 2015. The version of the plan that incorporates sequestration into the picture assumes not just that the Air Force will have fewer aircraft and personnel, but that it will also be doing fewer things.
We're not good when we bring down the resource at cutting mission. We're not very successful at that, but we're going to have to prioritize. And the second thing is, you know, we're living with sequestration, but we've yet to submit a sequester level budget. And we still don't know what we'll submit for 15. We have no idea what the level is. With the way things are going, I'm sure it's a third entirely new budget, different than the first two we've had. Hopefully it builds on those. That budget's it's already meeting our budget, the Air Force budget's meeting resistance in the Pentagon. The DOD budget will meet resistance in OMB. And when it comes to the Hill, you'll hear the day that it hits the Hill, because it'll be a loud day.
Yeah.
But we have to be able to pull things out of force structure to protect investments for priorities we need going forward and to protect readiness going forward. And that's what's going to be, I think, the hardest part of this process is when we submit eventually, whatever that budget is that reflects the new budget levels, it's going to have a lot of things in there that upset a lot of people.
As with the other military services, Fanning says the Air Force's main problem with sequestration isn't so much the level of budget cutting involved. It's the fact that the cuts are sudden. And because of that, money has to be taken from areas where it can be found quickly, mostly readiness and modernization. And Congress has put roadblocks in the way of efforts that could help DOD meet its savings targets in other areas.
They won't let us have a BRAC, so that walls off infrastructure.
Yeah.
Getting money out of force structure takes a while if you do it with voluntary incentives. That it costs money up front to reduce your uniformed and civilian. And so it puts enormous pressure in the first 2, 3 years, 4 years on your operations accounts and your investments accounts. And so that's the worst part. For someone like me, coming into a job when the budget's coming down can be an exciting time, because you're there prioritizing and reshaping a force for the future. But you need some stability in your budget to do that. And so more so than worrying about sequestered level funding as the new norm, I worry about the immediacy of it, and even more than that, the new norm of instability in the budget process.
That uncertainty, Fanning says, is putting the Air Force in a tough box. He says the Air Force certainly doesn't want to make further reductions to its force structure or cancel modernization programs, but if the service is definitely going to live with sequestration for the long haul, it needs to know, because it needs to start making changes right now.
On the one hand, you're holding out hope you'll get some deal and you'll get some relief, and you don't want to make decisions that lop things off that you can't replace. On the other hand, the longer you go without executing and making these decisions, the more expensive and the more difficult the problem becomes. So if you want to have a budget in 15 that has an Air Force that has fewer people in it, so your personnel costs are less, you need to start doing things now to get people out, to give them the time to understand their options, to make choices, and to work through all of those processes. And so that's kind of the struggle we're finding ourselves in right now, but it's not whether the Air Force can get smaller, it's going to have to get smaller.
And it may get smaller just through natural attrition. Fanning says Air Force leaders are very concerned about losing pilots and other airmen just because of the loss of training opportunities. In the first year of sequestration, the Air Force grounded 31 squadrons for at least some period of time. Fanning says the service will have to take similar actions for the next several years until it can get a better balance between the amount of money it spends on personnel and the amount needed to keep units ready.
These are men and women. They want to fly those planes, and they're getting increasingly lucrative offers from the private sector. You know, the airline industry is about to face a pretty large-scale forced retirement. They've got a big bubble coming through. And if you're not flying your F-22 because it's grounded, you might as well go fly something else. So that's a real concern of ours. Those are big bonuses. They're paid over 10 years typically, but the pilots aren't taking them because they're not flying, and they don't know what the future is for the Air Force other than we've told them to absorb the cuts of sequestration as quickly as we're going to have to. We're going to have flying hour issues for the foreseeable future. It's going to take us 5 years, the whole fit up, to dig out of this. And you know, in 14 and in 15, we'll have to continue these rolling groundings of 2 to 3 months per squadron.
And in one of those decisions that's guaranteed to create a storm on Capitol Hill, Fanning says when the Air Force cuts back on aircraft, it will have to eliminate entire fleets of planes from its inventory.
You can't achieve savings, reductions that have B's in front of them versus M's without pulling out fleets. You can't do it by cutting 10% across all your fleets. You need all the infrastructure that goes right around it, all the tail that goes around it. And so, you know, we've talked about this. The chief's talked about it at his hearing. We're looking at older fleets or fleets that are single mission. And these are not cuts we want to make. If we could take $1 trillion out of the budget the next 10 years but ramp it, we'd have a different set of options than we have needing to hit those budget numbers today.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.com and 1500 AM.